Well, it's Thursday, January 28th, and we actually have more breaking news on the variant front. For the first time, the U.S. is reporting the detection of the South African or B.1.351 or 501.V2. The 501 series is because the three variant lineages that are of most interest all have N501Y. So that's in the receptor binding domain as position 501. And the change of the N to a Y leads to probably more efficient binding to its receptor. And as a result, the virus can more easily enter the cell and make virus more quickly, and therefore produces a higher viral load. This higher viral load leads to enhancement of transmission. So it can spread fairly easily. Last night I gave an update for Canada, where they're in Barrie, Canada, where there's a long-term care facility, and 128, 129 residents are positive. And at last count yesterday, I haven't got an update today, 49 of them had died, plus a caretaker had died, so there's 50 deaths at the facility or linked to the facility. And there's over 300 cases if you count the residents, the staff, some visitors, and contacts of the above, mostly families. And yesterday that number had increased up to 304. So it's and it just started 10 days ago or so. So, I mean, it's people are dying quickly. It's spreading very effectively, especially in the residents. And it's a major problem. This probably has to do with less than ideal surveillance, that the virus was in the area previously. Only a fraction of the positives had a travel history. And it sounds like they really weren't looking to see how much community spread there was, that they were pretty much reserving the variant assay. They've got a fairly quick assay that targets the change of position 501. And then they, if they're positive for that, then they go and sequence it. But they don't really run the easy test unless there's some indication, like, if the patient, is positive for the virus, for just COVID or SARS-CoV-2, has travel history, especially if they just came from the UK, then they would likely be tested for the variant. Or if they were a contact of someone with a variant, they would be tested for the variant. But if they, worked at a long care health facility, they don't get tested. So anyway, this is probably going to explode because there's two other institutions in the area that may also have the variant. And, this 300 number, I think, will go up to 400 or 500, and it'll probably be the largest outbreak in North America and possibly the largest outbreak in the world. They have 500 people. Well, right now, there's already 300 people linked to one facility, and counting is by no means contained. They have started vaccinating in the area, but they I don't think that's complete, even in the long-term care facilities. And they're complaining about not getting enough vaccine. And so anyway, the reason I'm doing this update, though, has to do with in the U.S., the South African variant's been detected in South Carolina. And the circumstances surrounding the detection raised serious concerns. And this comes one day after Tony Fauci said, well, we don't know if the vaccine works that well against the South African variant, but we don't have any detected cases in the United States. And those were famous last words. Within a day, we have two. And concern is that they're both in South Carolina, and neither have travel history. And they're at two locations. One's called Low Country, and the other is called the PEDE region, P-E-E-D-E-E, two words. And they're on the map, and you can see they're really not that close to each other. They're kind of on the same coastal road, but one's closer to the southern part of the state, and the other is Low Country is south, and PEDE is north, and there's no known contact between the two positives, the both adults. And they were actually detected by two different labs. One was detected by LabCorp, which has got a contract with the CDC. LabCorp has been releasing quite a few sequences from quite a few states. And the vast majority of the sequences that are being released by them are not the variant, the BA.1.1.7. So they're not really targeting that. They're just basically sequencing PCR positive cases that they're probably doing that clinical work. They'll get sampled from all over the country, and they're especially in North Carolina, and they basically sequence them and then release those sequences. So you can see from what they're releasing, they're not really targeting, because 99% of the sample they release not. The variants are at ballpark 1-2%, which sounds low, but once it starts to move and it's doubling, it can go 1% to 92%, and then days, weeks at the most. So it can easily take over a given area, or it could take over the whole country, as it did the UK, which is technically a several country. And it's also spilled over to Europe. Other countries like Denmark are pretty much overrun, and other countries like Spain and Belgium and probably even France. And some states in Germany are getting increasing number of cases. And they're actually getting an increase number of the South Africans, and also there's quite a bit in England. And now England, I did an update yesterday that there were 9 of the UK variant that had picked up E84A, although one of them had there were more, and one of them had A, everyone had an A, and D, and it's also known to switch to A, antibody that was neutralizing and targeted the receptor binding domain, and it no longer will work. If the E would change to an A, and some selection pressure in hairs were a fair habit. The other pod was picked by the South Carolina, and they got results like with the DNA of each other. So all those are basically here we are really targeting the areas basically being PCR positive, and they of each other both came up with their first positive, and that one positive inside first positive first second in the United States. The bottom line is the implications are this is redding in South Carolina picked up at the beginning of the northern part of the state and the southern part of the state, and it's probably everywhere in between. And now that they've got two positives, they'll probably concentrate on doing more testing in the area, and they could potentially develop a test that's specific for a couple of the mutations. Probably not that useful to be specific for E484 okay, because there are quite a few sequences that actually already have that. They don't have the other changes, and it turns out, I don't know if they're targeting it more, there's quite a few positives that are coming up that have the change of 501, where it's no longer an N, it's changed to a Y, that increases transmission. And those samples don't really have a whole set of additional changes in the spike gene. They've got the one that is found on the Italian or the G clade or B1. They all start with B1. And it's coming up fairly frequently also by itself. In multiple states, I think the states with the most are Texas and New York, but they probably have more samples in Texas and New York. So there are a lot of issues. This virus doesn't work all that well with the existing vaccine. That position 484 is immunodominant, and it's a preferred target by the host, and it's a preferred target to change by the virus. And so quite a few have that change, and both the South Africa and the Brazil lineages both have E484K. So they both are resistant to the vaccine, and they both chosen that particular position. In fact, they both have the nearby position of 417, although it's changed to an N in South Africa and it's changed to a T in Brazil, but it's changed. And it's 417 is not that far from 484. They're both in the receptor binding domain. And they're both indications that the virus is not waiting around for the vaccine. The virus is moving on. And by the time the vaccine is ready and widely distributed, so will the, that'll be the case for the variant, and the vaccine will be at best less effective.